the 2022 Pennsylvania Council of the Blind Virtual Conference and Convention, October 27th through the 30th.
Accelerating the trip to self-reliance.
The trip that involves
tools,
resources,
information,
and people.
Hello, and welcome to our third podcast previewing the 2022 PCB Virtual Conference. I'm your host, Tony Swartz. In support of our conference theme, Accelerating Your Trip to Self-Reliance, several conference presentations will include an interactive component involving conference attendees. Perhaps no more interactive is a presentation scheduled for Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., Improving Yourself Through Improv, facilitated by PCB's immediate past president, Sue Lichtenvels. Sue joins us today to discuss improv and the presentation she's planned. To begin our conversation, I asked her to define and describe improv.
Improv is acting without a script. Essentially, you're making it up as you go along, and you're listening closely to what your partner says or what your scene partners say so that you're kind of feeding along and going back and forth, and you're all just creating a scene based on your imagination and your creativity.
So how were you introduced to improv?
I got involved with improv through Clubhouse, which is a social media app. It's an all audio app, which makes it really cool for people who are blind because we're kind of all on an even playing field with the sighted users of the app. I started taking a workshop that was all about improv, like 5 days a week, about 2 hours a night, and learned the basics of it, and I'm still learning. But it's been amazing to meet people who are interested in improv and just kind of letting their hair down. And it's an opportunity to just be yourself or be someone else. And I enjoy it. It's an incredible release. It's an incredible way to build self-confidence. I hope to continue to pursue it as long as I can.
You've mentioned the opportunity of building self-confidence as one of the benefits of improv. Perhaps this may be a good point for you to talk about the conference presentation you've developed for Friday afternoon, Improving Yourself Through Improv. How exactly will that improvement happen?
Well, it's not going to happen in one afternoon, obviously. But I will encourage people to continue with improv, and maybe we'll even start an improv troupe. Who knows? But the whole idea of improv allows you to make decisions. Some of us aren't very good at making decisions. And in improv, you need to make a decision and you need to stick with it. You are always kind of paying attention to what's going on around you, your listening skills. You are able to problem solve when, you know, a scene goes in a certain direction that's unforeseen and you really need to come up with the next line or a variation on the direction or the storyline. You know, improv can be an amazing tool for, I don't want to say role playing, because role playing means like lines are scripted and you're going to do this role and I'm going to do that role. But those situations that we're uncomfortable with, whether it's calling customer service or whether it's talking to someone in a restaurant about our guide dog or whether it's getting help on a street or whatever, interacting with people. When you practice that and you work on those kinds of scenes off the top of your head, you can see how that might translate to the real world and how you might handle your situation in real life.
So I take it you're going to look for improv participants from among the conference attendees, right?
Absolutely. On the registration form, we have space to sign up if you're interested in actively participating. So we're absolutely looking for people to sign up and free themselves. We're looking for them to be creative, to use their imaginations, and just explore what's possible.
Yeah, but don't you think it's kind of frightening for people to participate? I mean, coming up with the right lines and so forth?
Improv is so freeing because there are no lines. There are no, you know, lines to rehearse or to memorize. You make it up as you go. And there's no wrong answer or no wrong action, no wrong way of handling situations when it comes to improv. I mean, that's the whole point of improv, is that we can do, we can say, we can act any way that we want, and no one is there to judge us.
So will you start off with a particular scene or scenario?
I think we might start with the warm-up game. I'm not sure which one we're going to do yet, but just to kind of get people comfortable with thinking on their feet and using their imagination. And then we will move into a 1 or 2 minute scene where I'll partner people together and give them a scenario. And then they just need to go with whatever flow comes and act out that scene.
Sue, thanks for joining us today. And I think if we stop and think about it, the possibilities, we should be looking forward to this adventure in our conference program. And maybe even the opportunity to develop our own PCB improv troupe.
Absolutely. I would welcome the opportunity for us to do that. I'm looking forward to sharing the whole world of improv with my peers.
If you haven't already received your conference information and registration packet, you will very shortly. Please register as soon as possible to ensure that you receive your materials in your preferred format. Remember also that you can register online at pcb1.org/conference/registration. And also, please consider signing up on the registration form to serve as a participant for Friday afternoon's Improve Yourself with Improv.